Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We bless you, love you, holy. And forever you are. We bless you, Lord. You are holy,
and forever you are loved.
Thank you, Father. You deserve all the praise and all the honor. Thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You are the one who says a thing and it comes to pass. You stand out in your own class. You are God all by yourself. You are the one who was counted by no man and yet you count kings. The Lord strong and mighty, the God of all sufficiency. You are the Lord God, merciful and gracious and abundant in goodness and truth. Who can match with your class? Who can stand beside you? You are God all by yourself. We honor you, Lord. From eternity past till eternity to come, your word will remain the same. The heavens and the earth will pass, but your word is steadfast. Your name is Yahweh, and there is none like you. As a house, we say thank you. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Is that the loudest you can say? Come on, make it resounding. Amen. God bless you, Streams of Life. Let's give them a big hand. Now, before you sit, what do we say to Sami Snifemi? I don't know if you know, that song has become, that's scattered things here in a good way. In a good way. Amen. Let's give God praise again. I forgot to say this earlier. There are many songs that people sing everywhere that he composed those songs. And I somehow he's been hiding for a while, but I think it's no longer possible to hide. Am I correct? You can't hide anymore. It's too late. He's been hiding. He's also a nurse, husband of one wife. So there comes a time a nurse forgets the last time you hold a syringe, and the days are upon us. Let's give the Lord a big hand on his behalf. Amen. And tonight we have of course you know me, I don't throw words around and I don't use words to pacify people if I don't mean it. Alright? One of the things that you must treasure, that you can't buy, is the gift of a good friend. You can't buy it. And you see, if you carry yourself as a personality, you will die without people. You must relate. Amen. And God has blessed my family with one. Amen. Yeah. Now, you know, I'm blessed with relationships, but I want to thank God for your demis. I don't want to say too much for the sake of media. Amen. But you see, thank God for relationships, but these are my friends. Help me honor them. Do so in the best way you can. Amen. I think around April when I came for sons and daughters conference, many of you were troubling me. Where's our pastor, Mimi? She's here. And also she is the resident pastor of Sphere of Light Church Abuja. Let me say this. My wife. Wait. My wife is a child of God. My wife is a child of God. The kind of peace, joy, and care I enjoy. My wife is a child of God. When God said, I will make you an helpmeet, he had Pastor Mimi in mind. And he meant it. And he did it. Amen. Above all the commendations, I think the topmost of them is that I married a Christian. I'm saying it. I've been around for a while. I've seen things with these small eyes, man. God gave me a believer. Thank God on my behalf. Please celebrate yourselves as you please sit down. I had to clean tears from my eyes several times over tonight. This meeting is just starting, and of course by tomorrow, I don't know how we're going to do it, because if you observe our seating arrangement, but I am perceiving that soonest, before we can hold a Festival of Life conference, we will have to book a stadium. Write it down. I will remind you, I said so. We will have to book a stadium. Amen. And please, what do we say to our resident pastors? We love you. Something happened last year. Last year was a very emotional time for us here several times over. During one of the sessions, the minister of God said, give a word of prophecy. Myself and my wife cried. Because we just had an issue. One of our pastors. The word came. By this time next year, you'll come in with your baby. They came with the baby this year. I don't want to stretch it further. My wife was also telling me. Last year also. And by the grace of God, that baby will be dedicated on Sunday. A minister of God was there, a very close minister to us. Been with us on several occasions. The word came also. There's a woman here. We've had several miscarriages. But trusting God for the second child. The Lord said to tell you, by this time next year, you'll come with the baby is here already. Is that the way you just sit there and say glory? As if you manufacture children. Give the Lord a big hand, my friends. God has been good to us, sir. It's by his mercies we are not consumed. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Please be seated. This year is a very, very peculiar year. Very peculiar because by the time you hear the topic I'm starting with, you will understand the kind of advancement we're about to experience. This year is peculiar because we are having four different set of ordinations. You know, you say, who send you? Shout if you will shout and give God praise. Amen. Four. That's not a joke. Apart from that, we have different set of graduations that is taking place this year. God has been faithful. And it can only mean one thing. The work is increasing. And God has gathered us this year to bring laborers. Pay attention. When God sent us to go to Abuja, I thought I obeyed the last instruction. I thought 2 years, 3 years. Let me just skip that because Abuja people are cringing now and say, what are you about to say? Let me hold on. You can't quote silence. Or you can't misquote silence. True or not true? But the truth of the matter is, the harvest is plenty. We will not say the laborers are few. We will say the laborers were recruited. Amen. And there are many of you who are still seated under the sound of my voice that you just want to enjoy your life and live as a Christian. Enjoy the life of a Christian. And that's what I want to teach you tonight. And my topic tonight is, let's go back to being Christians. So by the time we, hold on though, it's still all around advancement. Just follow me. By the time you say, I want to just be a Christian, that you had just does not reduce the gravity of the meaning. So turn your Bibles with me to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 11. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 11. We're going to start the reading from, so you can understand contextually, from verse 19. Because the reason why we have to deal with this subject is so we can first look at spiritual advancement. Because until we get that foundation right, we are not positioned for the harvest. Just follow me. Until we get that right, we are not positioned for the gravity of what God wants to do. Acts 11, I start from verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching. What were they doing? Talk to it loud and clear now. What were they doing? Preaching the word. What were they doing? Preaching the word to none but the Jews only. Verse 20 now. And some of them, and some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake to the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Look at verse 22. Then tidings of these things came to the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they will cleave to the Lord. Verse 24. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and faith, and much people was added to the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus, for to seek Saul. And when he found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And when it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called what? Christians. First in Antioch. Who were those that were called Christians? Say it loud and clear. Who were those that were called Christians? The disciples. Now let's stay a bit. And the reason why you need to listen tonight is because you are the final phase of your ordinariness. What did I say? Say it loud and clear. Say it again now. You will no longer have that luxury. The luxury of, I just want to marry, give birth, make my money, enjoy life. Let's go to the very basics. Christians. Who were those that were called Christians? The disciples. The disciples. Who were the disciples? They that were carrying the burden of what Jesus came for. They didn't just call people who were going to church Christians. They didn't call them Christians because they were wearing suit and tie. They called them Christians because they were busy. They were busy for God. There was something different about their lives. There was something extraordinary about their passion. There was something about their pursuit. None of us did what we are doing, or we are doing what we are doing through sweat and blood. Families threatened. I mean, after spending money on your life, you want to be a pastor. What profession is more noble than continue from where Jesus stopped? And by the grace of God, thank God, we didn't fail in school. So we didn't run out. Or just trying to seek something. I remember when I was going to marry my wife. My wife's parents are sound believers. My wife's dad asked me, "What do you do, young man, for a living?" I said it with pride. I am a pastor. Is that all you do? That is all, sir. The pride. Some of you can't wait. And they threaten you a bit. What do you do? Actually, sir, I have the call of God, but I didn't pick it. So he flashed me. Pastor. But I also do. Who asked you? And your asked question, you talk about the most important. The least amongst us will be as mighty as David. Are you following what I'm saying? Who are the Christians? Disciples. There are many traits listed there. I'm going to show you three. Number one. The Bible began from verse 19 to talk about how that Stephen has been killed. There was discouragement. When there's persecution, people scatter. And I've noticed something about the church. The church grows best in the midst of persecution. You know what I'm afraid about in Nigeria? What I'm afraid of is the church that is convenient. It is more dangerous than a church that is being persecuted. Revival spreads when there's persecution. Somebody dropped an argument. Said there's nothing like seven mountains of influence. He said because the church was once, there was a time that the church were the ones in charge of government. And they were more brutal. That was the undiscipled church. And that's why we have a very big assignment on our necks. I'm speaking to all of you like this because I know you can't escape God's call. It is. It's an invitation of the Spirit. You have run for a long time. It's time to stand. Thank God for the good teachings you enjoy. It's time for you to teach others also. My eyes were filled with tears when they were having the opening ceremony presentation. Oh, thank God for transformation. Oh, thank God for the testimonies in this house. But at this phase, you can't just sit down and enjoy preaching anymore. Tell your neighbor, it's time to wake up. Tell your neighbor again, it's time to wake up. Being a runaway soldier is outdated. It is no longer fashionable. And of course, you know, if a young girl wakes up now and says, I don't want to marry a pastor, you are doing yourself. Oh, yes. God's best. Oh, yeah, they are there right now. True? You can look at the way you are talking. I said true.
Yes, sir.
And I've told you the scope. Marry what you will marry. No problem. God will call him. Marry what you marry. Say, I want to marry a banker. No problem. Bankers don't hear God's call. Say it loud and clear. I am a Christian. Say it again, I am a Christian. I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there was persecution, Acts 11. Stephen has been killed. They stoned him to death. It's nothing different from what you saw that happened in Sokoto recently. A very gruesome scene. I don't want to describe what it looks like, but when you stole a man to death, you don't pick their bodies in one piece. Particularly when those who are doing the same thing for the same thing while they kill him are there. It takes an encounter. And who was this Stephen? He was just one of the seven deacons. Acts chapter number 6. It was Peter who spoke. He said, it no longer makes sense. It is not the reason for us to leave the world and serve at tables. Let's look out for men. Seven men. Full of the spirit. Of honest report. Say, let's look, search for amongst you. And I told the ministers, there were seven. But some make themselves different. It's not about the oil that comes on your head. It's about the life it enters. And let me tell you something. God will not pursue you forever. He will not run after you for life. I had prepared my teachings for Festival of Life. I came to Lagos 2 weeks ago. I had around 12 a.m. Where's Pastor Henry? Is he here? I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus. He said to me, teach my people to go back to being Christians. He said, teach them. Teach them. That even while you are on campus, and I've said it again and again, thank God for good grades. Very important. Don't joke with it. But you can graduate with more than a certificate. You can live with a calling. You can find purpose on campus. You can find Jesus on campus. You can know your own part in destiny. And start it now. And I've always emphasized, you are no longer as young as you used to think. Let's assume you were born in the year 2000. You're already 23. By next year, you'll be 24. Your mate are married. Newsflash. You are no longer as young as you used to be. God is throwing the weight of purpose around your neck. Some are not entering fully, not because they are not praying, but because their minds have not adjusted to the reality of where God is. Tell your neighbor, adjust. This conference is a wake-up call. Say it again to your neighbor, adjust. Wake up. You are no longer a child. So we are looking at the quality of those they call Christians. quality. They were men who were standing in the days of the heaviest persecution. Say, what do you do? Say, are you a pastor? No, I'm not a pastor. I'm just a Christian. Standing for the Lord. And look at what the Bible says as he went on with that. Another quality these guys had was that they were disciples, men who were being taught the word. There's something the generation of our fathers got right. They got discipleship right. This generation selects church like burger. You will dance in one church, listen to the word in another church. Which family do you belong to? God set the solitary in families so you can have an identity. Just like a wax, when it is dissolved, you pour it in a cast to form. Where is God forming you? Who do you look like? Who is your pastor? Who do you listen to? A man went for a meeting. A young man ran to him. Drop a bag of money. And said, please, sir, lay hands on me. The old minister asked him, before I lay hands on you, under whose hands are you growing? Under whose hands? I still have an internal injury in my palm. Myself and my wife went to minister. I don't want to mention the place. I didn't know a girl can fly. Sat down there. Yes, the power of God has moved. And let me give you an information. You see, listen now. One of the dangers of not having identity in a house to be discipled is that there will be no continuity in what God is doing in your life. I'm going to explain. We have bastardized it. This is the basic, so is that okay? Tomorrow, by the grace of God, my friend, myself and my dear wife will be ministering. Tomorrow, I'm going to be asking you a question. The question is, what is your kingdom economic value? So you can know God means business with you. The girl came, flew, twisted my neck. Her fingers, my palm. I was angry. Off the cameras, off every, I will knock her head. What's your problem? What do you want? Say, I want power. Power. Sit down and be trained. Sit down and be trained. Those that Jesus discipled, did you see them jump from camp to camp? I want power. The Bible says that the anointing will be broken, or that the yoke will be broken, sorry. By the reason of what? The anointing. Another translation says that the yoke will be broken because your neck will grow so fat. It means sit in a house and be fed and grow fat. How will people who have been preaching and doing things be made to sit down for a year and they are not offended? For a year. Learning back to back. Learning back to back for a year. Go and check. During COVID, the churches that were panicking were new generation churches. Now we try to explain it away that it's good to have the media amenities. It's fantastic. It's amazing. I love technology. But what technology were they using in CAC? How were those mamas following their pastors? Why was it that those churches did not lose members? From one Orioke to the other. But it's this generation. You would sing, you would pipe. They won't dance. You put camera, they say it's not clear. What God did our fathers find for God? What was it about their Christianity? People have spiritual fathers per location. That's not discipleship. Thank God you are in the hospital. If somebody comes, said, and they've been treating me in another hospital, they're not treating me. You want to ask, where is the report? Let's check your vitals. Somebody messed up with a girl here. Discipline the person. Go to another church. Say they don't know how to treat people right there. That's the report. There won't be continuity. Christians are disciples. What did I say? Say it again. Hope I'm not eating you too hard. Because we are just starting. Say it again. Christians are disciples. What does it mean to be a disciple? It means to be one under training. One who is being tutored. One who is being taught. A disciple is one who is under training. And if you look at Matthew 28 verse 19, project that scripture. Matthew 28 verse 19, if you can, I'd be glad if you can have more speed. Say, go ye therefore into all nations. All right? And teach all nations. To do what? Teach all nations. Baptizing them. In the name of the Father and of the Son of the... Is it Mark 16:15? Mark 16:15. Mark 16 verse 15. Mark 16 verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel into every creature. Continue. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Go and teach nations. Disciple nations. Disciple nations. Tell them it is time. Declare the acceptable year of the Lord. Make disciples, not runaway Christians. Not this message is deep, Christians. Disciples. There is this message is deep. There is this message is bitter. There are two different things. Let me give you a bit of difference. If you listen to my messages, what you are doing is that you are being taught. If I tell you, the last time I heard you, you sounded stale. Go on a retreat. Fast. Pray. Stop preaching. That kind of statement is only said in discipleship. The danger of being taught and not being discipled is that you'll be an anointed rebel. Anointed, but the life contradicts everything Jesus stands for. Contradicts. And discipleship is one of the platforms God has put in place to save us. Rescue our lives. I've said this again and again. It doesn't matter how this generation tries to make it out of fashion. I believe in spiritual fathering. It has saved me. And you know my spiritual father. It's not invisible. On Sunday he comes here. Lay hands. And I discovered even our fathers we are learning from. You have the kind of... I went to Canaan land. Entered Covenant University. Saw all those things. And that man, during Shiloh, will still bring his wife and his children and go on their knees. And hands will be laid on them. That's the pattern we got. Not smoke. Not light. We bless God for those things. But there is a pattern we found in the church. When Paul could see Timothy. Do you know that the entire 1st and 2nd Timothy was the letter of a father to a son? Look at how boss it is. You are benefiting what the father sent to his son. Was giving him codes. If any man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop must be blameless. Husband of one wife. One who is apt to teach. One who have his children subjected in gravity. That's a father talking. That's the pattern we found. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen. The difference between fake doctors and quack doctors, or fake nurses and quack nurses, is that one has learned procedures. Everything is procedural. To lay the bed, procedure. To stitch a wound, procedure. To resuscitate a person, there is a procedure. What about when it's a child? There's a procedure. Disciples are believers that have been run through the system of procedures. See, listen, let me explain. It is easy to jump around and do things by impulse. It takes training to do it as designated. It takes training. I don't want to stay too much on that. Follow me. God wants us to advance in our journey towards becoming like Christ. He wants the world to know Christ through our lives. The essence of all the things we are doing, if Christ is not made popular, what are we doing? Why are we having sleepless nights? Why are we laboring? If we are not doing the same thing he did. And the devil knows that the secret of your victory is in your connection to Christ. He doesn't cross the bloodline. He knows. He will attempt all he can to weaken your walk with Christ. He wants to weaken you. Many of you are believing lies about the church. I left church, not Christ. Says who? You say Christ and his body are not the same? God said it's only three family, but the rebellious dwells in dry land. But the land doesn't get dry in a day. Ask the prodigal son. It gets dry gradually. And I say when it gets to that point, you can choose to keep living on your ego or to bend. You see, when we look at the prodigal son, we trivialize his ability to go back. I say, my father, I was wrong. That is not common again. People would rather say, I will die here. But you can't dig a well where God has not given you. You can't. The devil wants to weaken you with that. Too many philosophies on social media. Too many things. It's a dangerous world for those who are picking their reference from there. Some of you like every post. You click everything. No sense of value. I shared it. Somebody posted something. It is against the values of this house. We see many bad things online. I went to check for those who liked. Who amongst my people liked it? I called one of them. I saw this post. It's contrary to what I'm teaching. You liked it. Explain. Say, it is the person I like. I didn't read the post. Unlike it now. That is discipleship. You tell just anybody that say he's stalking me. He's stalking me. You stalk your disciples. You are my responsibility, man. You know, you say, apostle is always busy. Post something wrong. Say, how come he sees it in less than 30 seconds? Listen, because your inheritance is here. And the God who is in charge just gives a prompting. Go and check. And you see it. Before the world sees it, pull it down, my friend. You talk to disciples like that. Are you following what I'm saying here? Hey, are you following what I'm saying here? By tomorrow we commence ordination processes. I told my people, you don't ordain other people's children. You ordain the one God has given you. It's the way it works. Don't let me overemphasize because thank God for social media. I sent it on Twitter. Betting is destroying our youth. It's killing them. Yaba left. Apostle Femi Lazarus said. Insta blog. Don't read the comment. Oh. You don't know. Don't read the comment. Dangerous people. My DM was filled. Sir, I'm in trouble. I've attempted suicide 3 times. I'm owing 13 million. What did you do with it, Betty? Who is your pastor? Who is in charge? Who has God placed in care of your life? Who is training you? Who is teaching you? Where are you being discipled? Don't just be in church. Be a part of the workforce. That's where discipleship starts from. Don't just be in church. It's okay to come to church and be blessed, but you have not really started until you start working. Somewhere with me yesterday, know the drill. I sent a young man this afternoon. Go out there and call Emmanuel. He went out there and said, Emmanuel. Ah. So I said, come. If I said Emmanuel, add Mr. to confirm. Pray to Mokola. And come back. Sorry. It's not you, it's him. But that's discipleship. I say, Emmanuel, when did you graduate from school? Say so and so year. Where were you that year? So I was writing WAEC. Let me share a story with you. Thank God Bishop Adelakun shared it himself when he came here. He shared this story with us. We had to ask him. The blood that saved you guys, was it diluted in our own generation? So one day, Bishop Benson Dawosa called him and said to him, David, come and see me. He went to the house to see him. True story, he's online. That's why I can share it. And when he got to his house, Archbishop's house in Benin, he met Bishop Oyedepo on his knees. Archbishop was rebuking him. Archbishop was rebuking him. He wanted to run away. Archbishop said, stay there. When he was done with Bishop, Bishop frustrated. Went to the dining to eat. Because you eat when you go to Archbishop's house. Archbishop called him. Said, you know why I called you? Said, no, sir. Said, you see David? Say yes. He's going far. Follow him. That's the statement. You see David, my... Say yes. He's going very far. Follow him. Let me teach you a quote. This will help your life. Never forget it. If you can't model perfection, you can model humility. You can. In correction, in discipline, model humility. What I'm giving you tonight is not too much of a strong meat. It's just the basics. To be a Christian means to be Christ-like. They saw them. They saw them. They said the only person who can link these guys to is Christ. These are like Christ. At work, like Christ. We don't have dual personality. I have seen things. I don't want to share stories. But let me share one that might shock you to your bones. I've seen neighbor go to look for a person in church. I say, we heard this person is your member. This person doesn't flush the toilet. It's already a problem. You know, there are students on campus. And they say, thank God they used to spoil this. So they're first to use it, man. And they spoil it. You know what happens in Ife? Women will curse. Tell your neighbor, be a Christian everywhere. I shared this story with you. A young man went to the pharmacies to buy a condom. Did you hear what I said? If you didn't hear it, no problem. He bought it. He pocketed the thing. Collected change. He wasn't married. Let me add that. Collected change. Turned back. Saw his pastor's wife was behind him to buy something. Turned to the person again. I said, what did you give me? I'm sure even the devil will say, wow, 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 wow. The devil will discover, so there's still a way of escape from here. One time I was living in an estate, and there was this very arrogant boy. I'm not someone who makes things up. I like to be precise. One day, I was coming on my own, hot sun, no car yet. I think he has issues with my person. He drove the car towards me, zoomed and spilled the doors. My entire body. Oh, God, we buy our own car for us too. I went to their church. I saw the pastor came to minister. I saw the guy came out as the one carrying Bible for the pastor. I said, what is this? Do you know that your wrong character outside can affect the harvest in the church? How should we say it now that they just convinced someone to give his life to Christ? Because there's so much life in church. He's been going to club for years. His phone doesn't get missing. He comes to church once. The phone is gone. What kind of Christians are we producing? That even as a pastor, you have to hold it all. Even in church. There used to be those days that it was not about Christians. Those women will leave their goods outside. Anybody who pick those goods will drop the money. You can't even trust a Christian with a sister. Pregnant men. Impregnated. That's if they don't remove it. And remove her life. Say it loud and clear. I will not bring shame to the cross. Say it again loud and clear. Now let me begin to wrap up. A Christian is to be Christ-like. What they saw in the believers, in the disciples in Antioch, was a striking resemblance between them and Christ. This is not facial resemblance. It is a matter of character. It's a matter of passion. They saw the same passion. The same pursuit. I remember I met, speaking with a father in the body of Christ. He said, ah, Pastor Femi, your people are everywhere. I said, thank God, sir. He said, the way I know them is that they are very humble. I said, thank God. Ah, thank God. Thank God. Let's leave it there. So they are representing well. Character. Will people be interested in Jesus when they see you? And say, if this is what it means to serve Jesus, I will serve him. It's time to advance and leave childish things for children. They saw their character. People began to notice similarity in their composure, in their behavior, in their response to the issue of life. According to those people, the only one we can trace these guys to is Jesus. The question we want to ask ourselves tonight, what is Christ like? If they say you look like Christ, who is he? will not assume. The story is very simple. Man sinned, failed God, broke his word from the very beginning, declared self-government, went in outright rebellion towards God. His seed became corrupted. He couldn't pay the price. Sin entered the world through one man's disobedience. Man was not sufficient to rescue himself. God himself had to come to be a man to save man from sin and destruction. And while he did that, he walked his earthly ministry. Many things you can learn. He focused on the reason why he came. Tell your neighbors, focus, focus, focus. He focused on the reason why he came. He came to win the lost, to reconcile men back to God. Acts 10 verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He did the ministry powered. Everywhere he saw sickness, he healed it. Everywhere. Every time they called him, read your Bible. That somebody died, they called him. He raised the dead. There was no one person they called him to that he did not raise. When, see, when you catch this revelation, you can't say you don't have a prayer life. You have many things to pray about. Anoint me till I'm no longer ordinary. I don't want to be an ordinary Christian. Is there somebody who is praying that prayer? I don't want to be ordinary. See, whatever it will take, put a mark of power on my life. I know some of you are pastors and leaders of ministries. I don't want to be an ordinary pastor. Last year, my spiritual father came. We had conversations. I knew God has been saying it in my spirit. I was avoiding it. It's time to be separated as an apostle. I had nights crying. I don't want to be an ordinary apostle. An apostle that can't cast out demons. This was what Christians were doing. Everywhere they saw demons, they cast them out. There are questions you begin to ask yourself. Not how many countries have you been to? Have you casted out demons before? This is what we should boast in. How many crippled have you healed? How many dead have you raised up? How many churches have you started? I was telling one of my pastors, I told him, what you are struggling to do now, I have done it 13 years ago. But 13 years behind. Spirit of Light Church is the 15th church I was starting. 15th. Started churches in the villages. I had my target before clocking 30. This is what I want to see, Lord. This is what I want to do for your kingdom. What is your target? Do you have? Are you angry? They can't call you now that somebody is demon possessed and you will say in the name of Jesus Christ, get out, you foul demon. Or the demon will say, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. Who are you? When you say you are a Christian, what exactly are you talking about? Jesus was declared the Son of God with power. What kind of a son are you? What blood saved you? What is your focus? What is your pursuit? I have my reason why my heart is very burdened. And the Lord is saying to us, it's time to wake up. It's time to advance the kingdom. It's time to erase men. Who will bury their ambitions and say, I will waste on you. Whatever you do with my life, it's yours. I can't use it better anyways. I can't. Everywhere Jesus saw sickness, he healed. How do you tell me you just run a ministry, you teach? Where is the supernatural? Where is the miraculous? There are people who can't wait for the end of your sermon. They may die. Obadiah chapter number 1, the last verse. Is it verse 21 now? We're going to read that scripture together. Obadiah 1, the last verse. We're going to read it together. Because I want us to cry to God in this conference. I want us to cry. By the time we are coming next year, we are sharing testimonies. How many mad people we have healed? How many wheelchairs we have broken and condemned? Obadiah 1:21. Our saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. Saviors. Saviors. To judge the mount of Esau. That is the mount of illegitimacy. And the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Saviors. And that's why those of you who are seated at the back, I don't know whether you feel this doesn't concern you, but there's no problem. It concerns you anyways. Oh, yes. The last time you will be ordinary is before you came. By the virtue of being here, you are implicated already, man. You are. And there's a clarion call. Where are the Christians? Where are the Christians? The earnest expectation of creature is waiting. You know, that story shocked me. That guy was born blind. They were asking, who sinned? Is it this guy or the father? So I said, nobody sinned. This one is so that the glory of God can be made manifest. That is, this one will remain blind until one upon whom the glory is seated comes. It is not all who died that should die. Some waited for the glory, they never showed up. They waited and waited and waited and waited. And the whole of heaven is saying, where are sons? Where are the Christians? This is the least of it. This is the basics. Let's wake up. This has nothing to do with social media followership. It is power. And I notice that wherever the substance is a matter of time. Men will look for it. Thank God for media. But leave media and get power. Everybody seeks for where it is. The whole creation is waiting for it. You are going to pray. I don't want to be an ordinary Christian. Is there a way I could have told you better? Can you cry? Can you lift your voice loud and clear? I don't want to be ordinary. I don't want to be ordinary, Lord. I want to serve you. I want to be different. I want to be different. Lion roar, eagles fly. It's in you, you are meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly. It's in you, you were meant to fly. step out of the darkness of shame. You have wrapped yourself in. There is hope for a tree that is cut down. Because at the scent of water, it shall spring back to life again. Eagle, you are a soldier in the army of God. And the host awaits your response to the clarion call.
In your belly as the Father comes out to you now. Can you hear the breaking? The breaking in your belly as your Father comes out to you now. Eagle, you are a soldier in the army of God. And the host awaits your response to the clarion.
Amen. Amen. Listen. I read my Bible and I saw that there's just one condition attached to all around advancement. Advance the kingdom. I saw it. There are people here, you have not adjusted to the reality of what God is doing in your life. Some of you need to give your life to Christ tonight. And let me say this to you. Moment like this will not always be available. It will not always be available. We're going to count 1 to 5. You know, God brought me here to do something about my life. It's time for me to give my life to Jesus. Or, I profess to be a Christian, but I know I've not been serious. The life I've been living could not have been what Christ died for. Wherever you are, run to the front. Run. It's the move of the Spirit. This is not the day somebody say, let me look for who comes next. It's the move of the Spirit. It's the move of the Spirit. It doesn't matter whether you are an ESCO. Who cares about the ESCO? It doesn't matter whether you have your woman. Who cares? Come out wherever you are. Lift your hands to God, the rest of us in church. And bless God for these precious lives. Wherever you are, come, 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 my friend.
The time is now.
Come. Don't hide yourself. Don't procrastinate.
Away.
Don't procrastinate. Don't hide it.
Sleeping so.
There are still many of you standing there. Come, come, come to Jesus.
The time is now.
Come. And begin to take a real walk. Begin a real journey. It can't be business as usual. Going forward, come!
Sleeping soldiers.
It doesn't matter whether people assume you are who you are not, but you know you are dying. You know. You know this life that I'm living can't be what Christ died for. Come from wherever you are. How can I be shy? To identify with the one who died naked on the cross. What can be more precious? I've seen people walk naked on the aisle for a fashion show. What can be more prestigious than coming to Jesus? It is a walk of glory, not a walk of shame. Wherever you are seated, run out. Don't hide it. Don't hide it. I perceive there are people that God is still waiting for. Join these people. Take clarion call. Take clarion call. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I believe that you came to this world to die for my sins. I believe that you died for my sins. I also believe that on the third day, you rose for my justification. I confess your lordship in my life. Amen. That's the greatest miracle ever. It happens in the instant. You call him Lord. It's the greatest. Is that the way we clap? It's the greatest ever. My friends, they will want to disciple you. Follow them, they will get your details. I will call you myself. Let's give them a big hand. Is that the way you clap? Amen. Final prayer that I'm going to bless you, then they come here for the announcement and benediction. Lift your hands to heaven. You'll cry to God. I'm going to give you a minute. This conference, oh Lord, in this conference, say loud and clear, in this conference, say it again now, loud and clear, Jesus, swallow my ordinariness completely. I want to be extraordinary. Empower me. Will you pray like your life depends on it? Pray it. Pray it, my friends. Pray it, pray it, pray it. Pray it. Pray it. Thank you, Father. You have 30 more seconds. Loud and clear. Thank you. In Jesus' name we are praying. I perceive. I told our pastors, praying towards this conference, I perceive. This is not a cliche. There is a new commencement for some new set of men and ministries. I perceive that there's a season that is upon us. I want to beg you. I know we have made food available and all, but doing this, don't overload your system. Pray. So by the time you come, your hunger can redirect the word. That is the way we attend conferences. We don't just wait for what comes. We draw with hunger. Don't forget this statement. The tent under which we are standing, many great ministers that will emerge will keep having reference to this tent. Because the power of God is here to raise men. The minister, you are coming from your... Come with your hunger. Come earlier, pray. The church is always open. Shut down. You have been eating since forever. It has not changed anything. Put away rice. Fast. Tarry. Wait all night. Empower me. Let something eat me in this conference. I can't be ordinary. When you do that, even in worship session, you will encounter God. I watched as Samis was leading the song. Somehow I had to open my eyes. When they were on the floor praying, something hit the house, man. I saw it. But if you don't pray, your spirit won't be adjusted to fasting to God's realities. There's a lot about this conference. And I decree and declare, in this conference, God will anoint you afresh. Is that the best way you can say the amen? Is that still the best way you can? There's a release of power from on high. Nobody who steps here will go back the same. The hand of God will not depart from your life. By the time this conference is over, you will be able to say loud and clear, I found it. And it will be clear, indeed, I have entered the season of all-around advancement. Those of you who have been afraid of God's call upon your life, you become emboldened and you step out in faith. It is done. Amen. God bless you. Let's receive our pastor for the announcement.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details, 22150052 89 UBA.